I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is indeed a Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Football Friday indeed gearing up for Texans, Ravens. You'll be able to hear that at noon. Of course, the Texans countdown starts at 9 a.m. right here on Houston Sports Leader in your home of Houston Texans Sports Radio 610. Got a lot of stuff coming on this day, but hey, man, we're all full steam ahead towards this game from the 3-4-6. I really hope we win, but I'm preparing for a loss. From another texter, I think that a first-time play caller should ask their players what they think, which obviously pursuant to what we were just talking about. But it seems like people are excited for this game, but there's a level of caution that exists, and I wonder how much of that is factored into what was a very intriguing, very entertaining divisional matchup on Thursday Night Football between the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams there at SoFi Stadium, that for a while was looking like it was out of hand, then looked like an incredible game, mm-hmm. then looked like it was going to be an incredible comeback story, only to be ended with just a fantastic collapse for the Rams and allowing the Niners to get a victory. A lot of things to highlight in this, but one of the biggest things that I think is pertinent to the Texans is we all looked going into San Francisco mm-hmm. and pointed to Brock Purdy being out in this game, Juwan Jennings being out in this game, who was the other wide receiver? Oh, Ricky Pearsall being out in this game, amongst others, and looked at that team and said, ooh, those are some big hitters that they don't have.
Yeah.
But apparently I forgot that Kyle Shanahan was not out in this game, and Michael McCorkle Jones got out there.
You're still going to call that man McCorkle?
That's his name. What you mean? Why would I not call him his name?
That sounds a little disrespectful.
Nah, what's disrespectful about saying his name?
Hey, nah, that's Return of the Mac right there.
He goes by Mac. Mac Daddy.
Mama call him Michael McCorkle. I'm going to call him Michael McCorkle. But no, fantastic game for him in particular. A gritty performance for him as he was dealing with the leg injury and cramps at one point, mm-hmm. Which funny enough, nobody cares, but I was trying to get a little run in on the treadmill.
You got cramps too?
As soon as Al Mike was like, yeah, he's been dealing with cramps, I was like, my chest. I was like, yeah. Let me go sit my butt down. But yeah. No, this was a fantastic game. Did this at all for you make you go, ooh, have we been doing too much when it comes to the injuries that the Ravens are facing?
Well, let's look at it this way. Just tell me if this sounds familiar. Backup quarterback.
Yep.
Legendary running back. I think it's safe to say that already about Christian McCaffrey.
Easy Ed's son, yeah.
Very short-handed all around.
Fair enough.
That sound familiar?
It does sound familiar.
Like Sunday in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Dude, yes. I don't see how you can – I think what it
I
does.
I think that's the PTSD everybody has.
But it was right there in living color.
Yeah.
You know, right in front of us. You know, mm-hmm. Mac Jones was dealing, especially in the first half. You know, I know there was
33 of 49, yeah. 342 yards with seven yards an attempt, two touchdowns, only one sack, which is kind of amazing to see.
Oh,
on
yeah.
paper,
he gets rid of the ball quickly, too.
Considering the how he was clearly hampered, but he got the real ball. He was making incredible decisions on the field.
And if you want to stretch it, even though it wasn't officially this way, the Rams were kind of playing on the road, too, because, dude, that was 85 to 90% Niners fans. And that was incredible.
I can't imagine what their PR staff and all that stuff going through talking about Pat the House out, Rams fans.
We get embarrassed here. They must be sticking their head in the ground.
That got to be worse, right?
Yes. It was 80% Niners fans.
I mean,
they are a good team.
They call it Levi South.
It's going to take like a decade.
Yeah.
It's going to take another decade, maybe.
It might not ever happen, man.
Yeah. Right. It is LA.
It is. That's fair. I mean, it's one of the, because I mean, hell, to be fair, even like, I guess the accolade or the thing that I would try and compare it to is the Cardinals. Where they're in
they
Arizona.
They came around, yeah.
They came around, but it took a while. And even then, I don't know how strong it is because the Cowboys go and play out there, and they still.
Cowboys and Steelers still dominate.
Like, they still dominate there. Yeah. L.A. didn't never ask for no Rams. They asked for no football. And they rock with their Dodgers. They rock with their Lakers.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's what it is, you know?
Maybe, but maybe the Raiders back in the day.
You got a road
Raiders
game.
Still hit, for sure.
You got a road game in essence. Backup quarterback, legendary running back, a lot of people out, and you win. You win. It has to cause pause.
And to be fair, that's more for us. Because one thing I will give credit to this Texans team for, at every point and at every moment, D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, even Nick Cayley, they're like, look, man, we are not making any assumptions. There are no assumptions on this. That's for y'all to do. They are handling this as if Lamar Jackson is going to play. Keeping that in tow and having those considerations. The one thing I will say is I don't think that this is a full comparison, although like this does mean that, hey, let's not get too far over our skis, but I think the distinctions between where the Ravens sit and the Niners sit, I can make this very simple by saying that is a 3-1 Niners team, and that is at least going into this game, now they're 4-1 after the 26-23 overtime victory. But then the Ravens are a 1-3 team. And maybe you could say, all right, well, they were a 1-2 team before this past game where they were clearly dealing with a lot more injuries than they had previously done. They have issues outside of injuries.
They do.
I go further. I think that I did not give Kyle Shanahan enough credit, especially because he dug deep in the bag. He kind of prefers a quarterback that's like, I'm just going to lean on what you tell me.
Yeah.
And where he's basically playing PlayStation with his quarterback out there, really dictating a lot of things. Mac Jones exists as kind of that. And then on top of that, that defense is actually playing really well for the Niners.
With or without.
Specifically because your guy, Fred Warner, at linebacker, is still the baddest man playing middle linebacker in this league, bar none. I'm not willing to debate on it. Talk to your auntie about it, right? I think that those things are different when you look over at the Ravens. You go, Todd Monken, I like him as a play caller. He not holding a candle to what Kyle Shanahan has able to do. I like Todd Monken quite a bit, but he's not doing that same thing to mitigate these issues. You're not dealing with a defense that has been playing not well, period. Mm-hmm. And so I think that those things end up being a difference, but it is a cautionary tale. Don't lose sight of the job. You need to play as if you're facing off against the best team in the league.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, no, you're right on all those points. But it does, as I said, it kind of gives you pause. Maybe it's a cautionary tale. But here's the other thing. It's not the only one. This has been a season in which a lot of teams, and you were going through the list before the show, a lot of teams where you're like, all right, well, this might be ugly, but let's check it out. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, you know, Cowboys this year is one of those. End up losing, but playing really, really, really well. What are some other ones where you've thought, oh.
Green Bay and Cleveland.
There you go.
Green Bay and Cleveland. Yeah. There was another one that I was thinking about more on just the individual quarterback level, which was Jackson Dart starting for the Giants. For the first time against the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
That one went well. I mean, there's been a few of them in this short, you know, the early portions of the season where you go, your priors come into the game are flipped entirely on their head. And so, look, I do think you have some advantages, and there are some opportunities, but you can't at all take for granted what's happening here because, as people like saying, they get paid over there too.
I almost said that. I didn't want to be we could have said it together. They get paid too. And by the way, they still have Zay Flowers. They still have Mark Andrews. They still have Rashad Bateman. They still have John Harbaugh. There are weapons there. Now,
that last one you said, I think is very important. John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh is important.
He's a steadying force. The one thing, I, and again, maybe this is, by the way, who the hell does Kendrick Bourne think he is?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, Kendrick Bourne was like, I'd a pappy. Like, I will be this level of player right now if we don't have. What was that, like 10?
Jason Bourne?
Yeah, he might. 10 receptions, 142 yards.
And dropped like a 30-yarder by accident.
Just absolutely cooking.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the cautionary tale on what I'm about to say. It feels like those wide receivers, those targets that you have over there, including like a D-Hop who has been a big play receiver for
them.
Didn't
say that one.
Even if he hasn't been like, you know, the same D-Hop, of course, of old.
Mm-hmm.
They are clearly made better by what Lamar Jackson is capable of doing. And I don't see Cooper Rush being that kind of elevating force.
Mm-hmm.
But they do still have talent over there that you have to.
Bateman kind of scares me a little bit. He's been playing a little bit better, at least in recent weeks. And the other part of this is, well, he doesn't have to be Lamar Jackson. I don't think they expect him to be Lamar Jackson. What did Mac Jones do yesterday? You alluded to it earlier. Got rid of the ball quickly. And
Cooper Rush
can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. That is fair.
And y'all, I think y'all kind of brought it up yesterday, talking about the blitzes and all that stuff, how all of these things outside the Titans were getting rid of the ball quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They were. And so I actually, that's one of the reasons why I come back to, I would like to see the Texans, obviously not just straight up play base, or not even base, but like play your basic, you know, big nickel that
blitz
they like
less.
Going. Blitz less.
Yeah.
And force Cooper Rush to consistently make the right decision. Force these guys to get the ball and make dudes miss, because you do have a team on defense that you feel really good about that I think can stop yourself from ending up looking like the Los Angeles Rams, where you come into this game as an 8.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
You fall flat on your face early, and then you make mistakes as a Los Angeles Rams team that allow the Niners to get a victory late in the game, including what had to be one of the worst play calls that I've seen from a Sean McVay offense. Like,
he said it.
Matt Stafford was, he did.
Yeah.
In the postgame show, mm-hmm. like, or not postgame, in his postgame presser, McVay was like, yeah, that's on me. It was a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
You got Matt Stafford out here cooking with the capital C. And we get fourth and short. And I actually am okay with the idea to not kick the field goal and try and go and win this one.
Not like that.
But how do you have, was it Kyren Williams that he ran in that moment?
Yes.
Off of the right end?
And the big dude from Texas.
I'm like, what's
scripting?
Yeah, Alfred Collins.
Collins, yeah.
Shout out to Alfred Collins. But yes, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw heard the field level. It sounded like a car crash.
It did.
when he stripped that ball. We're wild how that happened. But excited to see the Texans break that mold, that stereotype of getting tracked down by a team that shouldn't be able to stick with you because of the injuries. Hopefully the Texans can do what they're supposed to do come Sunday. All right. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, we get to our question of the day, inspired by Mac Jones again out there and looking pretty good in a change of scenery from where his previous stops were. So what's a change of scenery that changed your life, work or otherwise? 713 713- 572-4610 is the number to text, and we'll discuss it next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.